Hey everyone, welcome to the first Saturday 2024. That's right, the first Saturday Morning Hustle of the new year. This time of the year, of course, a lot of people are thinking about and talking about New Year's resolutions. Now, in the past, I've told you not to get too caught up in New Year's resolutions, and there's a good reason for that. You can check out those past episodes. But today, I want to give you the formula that big, giant companies and corporations use in order to set goals and drive vision for their business for the whole year, and how you can simplify that all the way down to an easy-to-understand New Year's resolution about how to set goals, how to achieve them, how to measure success, and how to adjust your process along the way. So whether you're running a big multi-billion dollar company that needs to do $100 million in sales this year, or you're an individual who just wants to maybe lose some weight, get in shape, learn a new language or a new skill or something else that is more akin to a New Year's resolution, I'm going to give you the thought process, the strategy, the tactics, everything you need in order to do any of those things, depending on what it means to you and how you are going to achieve that with the tools you have in place. Let's go. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Hey everyone, here we go. First episode 2024. Happy to see everyone here in the new year. We're going to set a New Year's resolution. Whether you're a big company or an individual, we're going to take the same process to achieve greatness this year, how to set goals and achieve great things. So I'm going to give you the overall breakdown, but then I'm going to make it super simple. And again, you can apply it to your small business, your big business, or your personal pursuits of making yourself a better person in 2024. So what you have to do at the very top is you have to have a vision and a mission. The vision is how you're going to change the world, your company, or how you're going to make your life better if you're an individual. The mission then is how you achieve that. So if your vision is to make people more safe because you have a security company, then the mission would be by providing products or service that do this, that. Great example. Okay. Vision and mission. What you want to achieve or what you want to see in the world, and then how you're going to go about executing that. So set a vision and a mission so that you have direction and understanding where you're trying to go. Now, that is something people don't do very often when it comes to New Year's resolutions, but if you're running a business or starting a company, you need to have vision and mission. But the next thing, common, everyone does this, setting goals. Right? We've all heard about how to set goals. You can't be successful if you don't set a goal, if you don't set a bar high that you can achieve. You're supposed to set big, hairy, audacious goals. Something that makes you really strive to make yourself better, to drive your business, to improve. You got to set those goals. So the thing about setting goals are, number one, you do set them very high so that it gives you a really high bar to aim at. It's okay if you don't reach the goal, if you do a lot of the other things we'll talk about today that move you in the direction towards your goal. Getting close to your goal is okay because then you have more room for improvement and more things you can do. Achieving your goal means maybe you set it a little too low, which is fine because you can reset it again or increase it or go further. And then sometimes people do what they call stretch goals. So they'll set a realistic goal. If your business maybe is to do an additional $100,000 in sales this year, a goal for you personally might be to lose 15 pounds, or to exercise 3 days a week, or to eat healthier. These are goals that you can set. But in order for it to be a goal, it needs to be something that is measurable. First of all, you need a time frame, which we're talking about New Year's resolutions. So 1 year is our time frame. In 2024, I'm going to achieve this. Second thing is it needs to be measurable. So you can't just say increase sales. That's too easy. Increase sales by what? By a dollar figure, $100,000 more, by a percentage, 20% more, to double or triple something else that has some mathematical context to it. Why? Because later when we get into the tactics and execution and measurement, you can understand if you're on the right path, if you have something to measure against. Simply saying being better, being a better company, being a better person, being nicer, it's not an achievable goal in a measurable way. It's really hard to quantify if you're doing those things correctly. So running the business better is not a good goal, but increasing sales or adding employees or adding locations or number of clients or number of units sold or profit margin, profiting more by a percentage than you did last year. All of these things are measurable goals for businesses. The same thing as an individual, not to lose weight, but to lose 15 pounds or 20 pounds. Don't say 5 pounds. That's too easy. If you really think that you need to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds, set the goal at 20 or 25. Really set something that you can go towards, or set a goal, 15 pounds, with a stretch goal of 20, which would be a super version of your measurable goal. So set a goal that has a timeline and a measurement. So if you're a business, typically one of your goals needs to be something related to sales or economics, either more sales made, more profit made per sale, number of units, number of locations, number of opportunities, number of clients, etc. Those needs to be the measurable goals for your business. As an individual, again, it could be weight, it could be number of classes you want to take, number of times you go to the gym, the number of interactions you have, networking in order to develop your career, taking classes, working towards a degree or some other certification, something, again, that could be measurable and obtained and said, when this happens, I will have reached my goal. So set goals. Now is the second part, and this is part people miss, and this is super important. Once you've set a really big goal, it can seem intimidating. How am I going to achieve that? How am I going to lose 25 pounds? How am I going to make an extra $100,000 this year? That seems like almost an impossible goal in and of itself, within a vacuum of itself. But if you will then break that goal down into objectives, objectives are subsets of your goal. So great example will be if you need to make $100,000 this year in your business, you can break that goal down into quarterly goals, which would be $25,000 per quarter. There are 4 quarters per year. Then you can break those quarterlies into monthly. So roughly $6,000-ish in sales in order to achieve your $24,000 per quarter, which then achieves $100,000 for the year. Same thing, if you need to lose 20 pounds this year, it should be 5 pounds every quarter or 2 pounds a month or however else you can evaluate it, so that in your first 2 or 3 months, you don't need to be, if you're on a 20 pound quest, you don't need to be 10 pounds in the first 90 days. In fact, that's the hardest and you may have the slowest progress there, but you need to have some progress, 3 pounds towards your 20 pound goal, so that the goals become more manageable because you break it down into objectives and the measurement along the way tells you if you're on the right path or not. Are you doing the right things? Are you moving in the right direction? Are the strategy and tactics and execution that we're going to discuss in just a second working or not? You can measure that by, are you reaching smaller objectives? If you can reach all of your smaller objectives, your monthlies, your quarterlies, then you'll reach the overall goal, or at least become very close, or at the very least moving in the right direction. So objectives are a great way for you to manage the goal process, to make it obtainable, not intimidating, something that you actually can achieve, something that becomes more tangible, and you understand as you go through the process if you're on the right path or not. If you are on the right path, keep doing that. If you're not, you need to make some changes and adjustments. We'll get to that in just a minute. So set goals, big, huge, something that will be serious impact if you can obtain them. Then break those goals into smaller sets, subsections, again, on the business side, I really prefer quarterlies, monthlies. I try not to get into sales numbers for weeks because that can become sometimes too associated with too small of a time period. You have seasonal periods, you have ups and downs, ebb and flow of your business. So don't get caught up in sales numbers today or this week aren't where they need to be. But if you go more than a month and your sales numbers aren't where they need to be, you need to be adjusting, making those adjustments and making the changes necessary in order to do better with that. So goals, objectives, that leads you to your strategy. Now, typically this is a word that intimidates a lot of people. Now, business people know all of this. I'm going to glaze over this for you business people and take it more back to the individuals. So as a strategy, right? And this is what I do for a living, so I love talking about this stuff. So strategy is, first, you have to understand yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, the threats to you as a business or as to an entity, what you do, why people like it, why people may not like it, the value that you provide for others, value proposition. You need to understand yourself and your offering, what it is you're doing for other people, and your distinct differentiation, what you do different that makes you more attractive or attracted to the right audience for the right reasons. The second part of that conversation is your audience. Who are you selling this product or service to? Who are they demographically, geographically, etc.? Why are they interested in your product or service? What value are they getting out of it? What feedback have they provided you? What have they done historically? What's the market scope, the market size? How much do people tend to spend? If you're going to start a new restaurant, you have to understand there are other restaurants already existing that you can look at what they're doing with prices and menu availability and hours of availability, etc. And you can take some of that from the already established patterns and behaviors of consumers that you already know, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a consulting business, whether it's a social media management company, whether it's a piece of software. You can take what's already in the market and at least have a starting point. So that leads you to your competition, competitive analysis, market analysis, product market fit. All of these things go into the strategy as to how your business is going to compete at the most high level and with the most ability to be successful based on you, your strengths and weaknesses, what you bring to it, the value that you're providing, your differentiation, your consumer, what they're looking for, what they need, what they like, what they value, your competition, what they're providing, how you set yourself apart, differentiation, and that lands you the position in the industry for you to compete as best as possible against that competition. That's strategy on a business side. On a personal side, the strategy is, how are you going to achieve the objectives that lead you to your goal? Again, if we're talking about weight loss, obviously there are plenty of strategies to lose weight. There is calorie deficit, eating less. There is exercise, adding activity. There are supplements. There are protein versus carb relations. There's all types of things you can do. So you have to know yourself, figure out what works best for you. Understand what you're up against. In this case, it's not competition of another person or another business, but it's competition of maybe your past diet, your past performance, or just your body. If your body's changing because of your age or other factors, all those things go into how you compete against yourself to lose weight, how you compete to learn the new skill that you're looking for, to all the things that you're trying to achieve, what's going to help you, what you already have in place, what you need, what's beneficial to you, etc. And then utilize the things that are most important. De-emphasize the things that are less important, but recognize them. So in this case, going back to the weight loss conversation, if you're someone who is a former athlete, then exercise may be really what it's all about. But if you're someone who's not very athletic, maybe eating differently, calorie deficit will help you. If you're someone who has a large family you're cooking for or has a schedule that keeps you from being able to eat regularly, then maybe diet is less of an issue and exercise or other activities are more emphasized. So find anything that works best for you, do more of that. The things that don't work for you, do less of that until you find the right combination, and then be consistent in the delivery. That is strategy, business, and personal. So now you've set goals, you've set objectives, you know how you're going about it, you're executing. These are your tactics. In business, tactics are advertising, public relations, social media, communication of any sort, community events, employee engagement, customer service. All of these things are the execution, the tactics in your business. Do more what works, what's cost effective, what's beneficial to you, what fits into the identity that you created in the strategy, the differentiation, how you do business, meeting the expectation of your customer, etc. That's what you do on the business side. Now, on the personal side, those strategies are those tactics are, if the strategy is exercise, get to the gym. But don't just go to the gym. Which exercises are you doing on what days? How many days a week? When are your rest days, etc.? Those are the tactics you put into place to execute the strategy. The strategy leads you to achieving your objectives. Those objectives lead you to your goal. The goal is going to get you to the mission, which is your vision. See how that works? I know that was a whole lot, and it seems complicated, but I just tried to make it as simple as possible for you. Now, the last key piece here, before I wrap it up and go back to the top, is measurement. All of this has to be measured. We started at the top with a goal that could be measured. So your tactics have to be measured, the outcome of your tactics, the outcome of your strategy, when you're reaching or not reaching your objectives, which will lead you to your goals. All that is done through measurement. Are you losing weight? Are you losing the pounds? Are you gaining the muscle you're looking for on a personal side? On the business side, are your sales up? Are your encounters up? Are your opportunities, your conversion rate, whatever it is that you measure in order to decide if you're being successful, you do have to measure it. And again, don't measure daily. You can't go to the gym on Tuesday and work out real hard and then go home and then jump on the scale and expect to have lost 10 pounds. That's not how that works. We all know that. It's the same thing in business. You can't put a ton of effort in at the office on Tuesday and then go look at your bank account and expect it to be full. You have to have some patience. You have to have consistency. You have to be continually doing things over and over again. Consistency is the key. Consistency when you work out to lose weight. Consistency when you learn new skills. Consistency when you're working on a course that's going to lead you to a degree. Consistency when you run your business, when you're executing, when you're setting expectations and meeting them, and doing more of what works, less of what doesn't, because you're measuring and paying attention along the way. So, whether you're a big giant corporation or an individual, if you're trying to make $100 million this year, or if you just want to lose 10 pounds, you could take these philosophies, these mindsets, this process, and move it forward in a way that makes sense to you, that benefits you, that utilizes the skills that you have, the tools that you have in place, the assets, the support system you have, again, as an individual or as a business. Goals, objectives, strategy, tactics, measurement, deliver with consistency, check in on a regular basis, more of what's working, less of what isn't, sometimes unexpected outcomes, both good and bad, pay attention to the feedback, continual improvement, continual consistency, continual execution. And if you reach your goals, fantastic. You've done it. You've had a successful 2024. If you don't reach your goals, but you moved in a great way, you maybe created opportunities you weren't expecting. You maybe found things that you didn't think were going to be opportunities for you. You may have ended up in a place you weren't expecting, but if it's a good place, if it's somewhere beneficial, if you went down a path you didn't know even existed, but it worked out well for you, it's okay if you missed your goal, but you took advantage of that opportunity. You can do that because you have vision, mission, goals, objectives, strategy, tactics, and measurement in place. You're capable of taking advantage of whatever comes to your way that's beneficial. You're capable of managing things when they don't work out as well, when they are losses, setbacks, or even failures. You can manage that, go around it, improve, do better next time, and keep moving towards that goal if you have all this in place. So, if you're the most successful, complicated business in the world, you already know all this. For an individual who would really like to try to achieve great things this year, take this advice. Use it for yourself the way the big companies, the most successful people, the most successful entrepreneurs, athletes, musicians, and people that we all look up to in the world are doing it. That's how they do it. That's how you should do it too. So 2024 is here. It's a brand new year. Craft yourself, craft your business, craft your vision, craft your pursuits. around this process, achieve success, and who knows, maybe 2024 is going to be your best year ever. Good luck. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.